Can you tell us a little bit about Baby Red Boots Revenge?
Okay. Well, the style is called avant vaudeville, which was the playwright's creation. It's a style that incorporates narrative, vaudeville routines, mime, physical comedy, old musical numbers, several characters. And it's a dark comedy about a former child star whose voice changes at 25. And he has now spent the last 25 years playing stand-up bass in a polka band, which is his, which he'll probably do for eternity. And he's trying to exorcise his demons so he can return to his past glory. And that's sort of it in a nutshell.
The play has been around for quite some time. You've performed it for quite some time. What do you think makes this run at Solo Nova different from the others?
Well, because when it was created, I was, let's see, I was probably about 28 when the play was created, was written for me. And it was extremely fast-paced. We've added probably 10 minutes to it in this version. And it... the reason for doing it again was that as a 50-something-year-old, the story of being a has-been performer is sort of more interesting than for someone who is, you know, late 20s, early 30s. That actually the play has a lot more depth to it rather than just being sort of this crazy comic rant. It's actually a deeper story about someone who's, you know, spent 25 years trying to regain his glory. And so it's become, I think, a fuller play than it was before.
What do you think you've learned over the, you know, the different runs about the character that you think you didn't get, like, when you first started?
Well, he is, he's a more touching character. I mean, he's full of delusions and self-importance. But there really is a heart and a soul to this person who is, you know, trying desperately to sort of reclaim his life. Whereas when I did it originally, it was such an exercise, it was such a physical exercise. I mean, they called it sort of aerobic theater when I first did it. And it was sort of a barrage. It's still pretty fast-paced. It's still very dynamic. But I've learned that this is a real character rather than just a presentation of, you know, amazing technical skill.
So who do you think would get the most out of the production? Do you think it's geared more towards, you know, big time theater buff, or is it more of a casual, like, take a friend or a date kind of production?
Well, that's a good question, because I think certainly for people who are, you know, regular theater goers, there's a lot of stuff about performance in it, because it's about a performer. But the fact is, it's there's a lot of physical comedy, there's a lot of shtick. So I think it's a pretty good general entertainment kind of piece. I think you probably get more out of it if you were, you know, a regular theater goer.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the production?
Well, I'm just extremely lucky to have this new director, Anne Meehan, who's sort of helped me tear the play apart, along with my wife, Lynn Griffin, who's directed it before. She's really helped us see where the play can live now that's different from where it was before. And we did a short series of performances here in Toronto, and they went extremely well. And people who'd actually seen it before said it actually is a more exciting and compelling piece of theater now than it was in the previous incarnation.